More about lending and money in the Federal Reserve, in fact. The US Federal Reserve, the world's largest central bank, with some very interesting things to say about when it will increase interest rates. Giles Beckford is here to tell us more.
Yes, thank you, Corinne. Well, the Federal Reserve has come out with its statement this morning, and as expected, it has signalled that it does plan to start raising interest rates, probably starting in March, and there may be three or four rises through the year. This, of course, is based on having to lean against a strong inflation. In the US, it's around 7%, a 40-year high. With high inflation squeezing consumers and businesses and unemployment falling steadily, the Fed said that it will phase out its monthly bond purchases, which had been, of course, aimed at keeping interest rates down. That's the retail interest rates. And it will also start to reduce the size of its balance sheet. In other words, all the assets it's accumulated over the past couple of years, it will start to get rid of those. It does set the tone, of course, for the rest of developed economies around the world. Bank of Canada signalled overnight it will start raising rates. The inflation numbers in Australia earlier this week make a rate rise from the Reserve Bank of Australia almost certain. So the era of ultra-cheap money around the world is coming to an end.
When was the last time the US Federal Reserve increased interest rates?
I think we'd have to go back to 20...
Sort of pre-GFC.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Because they got close and then got a little nervous along the way.
And they got nervous. So that was it. Of course, markets will be looking to see what Jerome Powell has to say in his news conference, which will start shortly. Of course, it sets the tone and the backdrop for what's happening in New Zealand. We've got our own inflation numbers out this morning. Expectations for a rise of about 1.5% or thereabouts for the quarter. That's the final 3 months of last year. That will take the annual inflation rate to close to 6%. There are some picking it will go even higher than that. People saying that inflation will keep rising, certainly through the first half of the year. The Reserve Bank, of course, is looking at that. It's looking at employment numbers that are out next week. And if we have another ultra-tight labour market, possibly even a fall in unemployment, guarantees then rate rises from the Reserve Bank here. Certainly 3, 4, some are picking 5 or even possibly 6 this year. Some saying that it may be aggressive, as we were hearing from Brad Olson from Infometrics earlier in our business news. He suggested 0.5 percentage point rise in February, which will take the cash rate to 1.25%. So a lot of moving parts. Mm. Yeah, the one thing that hangs out there in the background is some discussion about stagflation, which of course is where you've got high inflation, but you've got poor or even really slow economic growth, which of course can be a killer as well. So we'll wait and see what comes to pass, but lots there. One thing we can guarantee for consumers is your prices are going to go up and the cost of borrowing is going to go up.
Nowhere to run. Thank you very much.
Nowhere to run.
We'll thank you for that, but anyway.
We'll take a very quick look at the markets. US markets, they've held on to those pre-Fed Reserve gains. So Dow Jones currently up 0.75%, S&P 500 1.5% higher, the NASDAQ, the technology index, 2.4% higher, our own top 50 index gained 57 points yesterday, starts the day at 12,185. New Zealand dollar, 66.8 US cents, 93.3 Australian, 49.5 British pence, 0.592 euro, 76.4 Japanese yen, and 4.22 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil, up $1.80, that's 2%, $90 a barrel, and gold is down $15, $1,832 an ounce. We'll bring you the inflation numbers, all the other business news and market information around 12:20 in Midday Report.
Thank you very much, Giles.